This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Technology Council Conference. And there's more, Nicholas, there's more.
There's more.
The CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council Conference as well. You're getting two under the big roof here at Caesar's Palace. But look who we have here in the studio lounge, Mr. Nicholas Henriksen.
Yeah. Thanks for having
co-founder and CEO of Clutch.
Correct,
or sometimes with Clutch.
Both.
You're with Clutch.
Both. Yeah.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, last time we talked to you, we were at the GAC.
Exactly.
Last February was that? My gosh.
Exactly. Time flies.
Yeah, no doubt. So before we dive into what we want to talk about, give us a quick 411 on Clutch.
Give us a quick refresher. So we build digital loan application journeys. Makes it really easy for consumers to sign up for loans, and every single time a user signs up for a loan, an applicant signs up for one loan, we show other savings opportunities. So if you apply for a credit card, we'll tell you, hey, Mike, congratulations, but did you know you could save on your Capital One loan on your Honda Accord? Or if you apply for a personal loan, we'll tell you, hey, you have some credit card balances, don't you want to apply for a transfer balance card?
Got it.
And so as a result, we do a lot of the up and cross sell on behalf of the credit union, which leads to applicants submitting several loan applications instead of just one.
Yeah, the first time I talked to you, I was fascinated with what you guys did. So
yeah, thank
so
you.
Cool.
We made a ton of progress ever since.
I bet. Well, give us what's the latest
quick
one
update.
On the Clutch
I think yesterday we launched the 50th credit union. So we grew a lot this year, which is fun. Now we're partnering with really big ones, America First Credit Union, for example, biggest indirect lender in the credit union space. We're also working with some smaller ones, City of I credit unions who want to serve their membership in the community. We started with auto refi, we do auto purchase, credit cards, personal loans, credit card transfer balance now. And then a big announcement we've made earlier this week is we partner with ZestAI.
Oh!
So now we support
folks
AI lending, and that leads to more approvals, more signed loan documents, efficiency gains in the building.
Wow. You guys are busy.
We're all busy. Zest is busy, Crayons are busy, and we're busy.
Yeah. Right on. Well,
thankfully.
One big happy family, it sounds like.
That's true.
That's true. So, gosh, give us a quick example of how a member would benefit from using, because obviously you're going to benefit the credit union, but ultimately the member is the
Yeah, I have a good question. So people don't shop for loans typically, they shop for products. And so the first insight we had was people don't shop for car loans, they shop for cars. And then at the dealership, the dealer will serve loan options to you. Those loan options are usually not in the best interest of the consumer, but in the best interest of the dealership. And so we said we should build a very streamlined and seamless application to refinance auto loans. And then our credit union clients said, hey, can you love this? Can you build this for own loan products? So we did that. And so ever since, we now follow not only one metric, how many auto refis can we fund and how quickly, which at the time the main metrics was time to fund, which went from 7 to 1.5 days on average, and look to book, which went from 46 to 81%. Now the key metrics are, how many more applications do you get because it's a shorter application journey? How many applications per applicants do you receive because of the cross-sell and upsell? And then the last metric, which is really exciting, how many auto approvals do you get because of Zest, for example? And then if there's an auto approval, we'll allow consumers to sign their loan documents in session. They don't need to wait for loan officers.
Oh, really?
And then the loan officers love that because they get signed loan documents on top of the application, spot check the application, fund to the core.
Wow.
It's a true digital end-to-end.
Wow. How far we've come in such a short time.
How far we've come,
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thankfully.
That's fine. I mean, it's great for you guys, obviously great for the credit unions, and again, ultimately great for the members. So.
Great for the members, because otherwise, like, we're just helping credit unions turn into fintechs. That's what we're saying. If you go to, say, Credit Karma, for example, right now you see Upstart, Upgrade, SoFi. You see all these direct-to-consumer fintech lenders. There's no reason why you wouldn't be able to see credit union products on there. They have the better rates, much more aligned with the financial needs of the consumer. And the only reason you don't see these products in there right now is because the credit unions don't have a way to integrate through technology, and so that's what we're helping.
Ah, okay, good
for you. We basically want Crayton is to look and feel like a direct-to-consumer fintech lender,
right?
But with a much better mission.
Yeah. So, which really appeals to the younger demographics as well. Exactly. Well, anyway, I mean, I think it's demographic
everyone,
agnostic now.
But
so,
you're right. But the younger demographic tends to use digital more.
Yep.
And super short attention spans. Mm-hmm. They're like, they just want immediate gratification, and we're trying to help with that through better user experiences.
Yeah, and with the automobile market coming back too as well.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
everything's kind of falling in line here. So
thankfully,
2023 should be a very interesting year for you guys.
We're so excited. We're excited for two reasons. A, because now our credit unions are talking to each other, and so we get the chance to talk to more credit unions, help more credit unions in their digital journey. But then also we build out these new products that are going live step by step, and to our existing clients are thrilled that they gave us feedback early on in the year, and we're now delivering on what they asked us for.
So now they get rewarded too. So
exactly.
That's a great way to do it, great way to work it.
Yeah, thankfully.
So what brings you here? What do you guys want to achieve at this conference besides networking and hanging out with some other
good question.
Smart people?
No, so thankfully this conference attracts a lot of really interesting partners that we love to partner with. We believe that this is not like, I'm not on a mission by myself. The mission here is to work with all the other fintech partners and build a network, a nexus that helps credit unions succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And all our friends and the fellow entrepreneurs that work on AI and communication and other interesting digital experiences, they're all here.
Yep.
And so there's a great opportunity to reconnect, make partnerships, think about the future, strategize, and then go back home and then execute.
Well, things move so fast, Nicholas.
They do.
How do you... It's almost like, how do you keep up with them? But you guys are right there.
I want to be
line.
The one who drives the change.
I know, you're
right. We are in the like incredible position that we started this company 2.5 years ago. We now attracted incredible investors. Andreessen Horowitz, which is one of the probably most renowned Silicon Valley investors, but Cuneo Mutual Group and Circle. And so we have the fortune, we're in the fortunate position that we started Greenfield, built all this new technology, and it's 100% based on feedback we're receiving from the credit union. We're building what they tell us they need and want. And so we started with some conviction, but now we're getting all this input, and like we're so excited about all the opportunities ahead. Because credit unions know they know their problems, and they know that technology can solve it, and we're here to help.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. Great message. Yeah. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
I'm just excited
to see
you. I love
getting an update. So
yeah, I'm excited to see you. I feel like we're seeing each other in every conference, and I'm thankful to be here. I think a big thanks to all our partners, both Cuneo Mutual, Circle Fund, Zest AI, Origins, LoanSpeak, MeridianLink, Temenos, and all these other players out there that really want to help the credit union.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it without you.
Right on. Good message. All right. There he is, Nicholas Henriksen from Clutch. Go check them out. They're doing some great stuff in the industry. So well done.
And
congrats again on the success. Well deserved, sir.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Much more to come, I'm sure.
See you soon.
And I'll see you soon. All right.
Perfect.
Thanks again, Nicholas.
Thanks,
well done, sir.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusay, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.